The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? That's right, folks. We begin the program on 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, woo! Voice of the Northern Plains, 9:10 a.m. KCJB, where we will be on Friday and joining all the other crazy Scandinavians. No, I say that because I am one, at the wonderful Norse Husfest. Todd will be there tomorrow, K-Fire Cafe, right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do the Lutefisk thing. I tried that, but...
How about the Klub? I did the Klub last year. That was kind of a fun thing.
I
remember
just need
that?
Some laughs and I'll be happy.
Exactly right. I'm looking forward to some great music, some great entertainment. There's always great food, so that should be good fun. I usually try and pick out at least one piece of attire that has a little Scandinavian flair to it, so when I come home, the kids make fun of me. Anyway, we'll be there on Friday. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll be at the Lignite Energy Council meeting at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck. And I tell you what, there's a big, fat bullseye on the back of the coal industry, whether it's from Minnesota or from the EPA or from Harry Reid and Senate Democrats. It's dire. And this is a very important industry, not only to the economy of North Dakota, but also to anybody that likes cheap electricity. And I don't know about you. I like it. I like it a lot. So anyway, tackle that issue head on, talk with some of the experts that will be in. That'll be tomorrow and on Thursday at Lignite Energy Council. Friday, then, we're up at Minot for Husfest. And then don't forget, tomorrow on the program, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Mike Rogers, is going to be here. He knows a lot of things he can't tell us, but there are a few things he can about ISIS and that threat. And Congressman Kevin Cramer arranged for him to come on and take your questions. So your chance to talk one-on-one. I know there's two schools of thought out there. Some folks, oh, this is a bunch of saber rattling, and, you know, we're just trying to fear-monger with people about ISIS and beheading, and there's really nothing to worry about and big deal. And a whole other side to that says, this threat is real, and they will not stop until they have an Islamic State everywhere. So we'll try and gather the intelligence, and of course, the person that occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is of the opinion that the intelligence community screwed up and just didn't tell them anything. Well, Mike Rogers is the intelligence community, so we'll ask him about that today on the or tomorrow, rather, on the program. How about today? Should we deal with today first, Todd? What do you say?
Sure.
We're going to chat with a North Dakota Farm Bureau member who is originally from Minnesota, now a North Dakota resident, but his family farm in Minnesota is a good experience for us to talk about because Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever own land around them. So he wants to speak to his experience on how you know that impacts farmers when conservation groups own land around them. And he thinks Measure 5 is a really bad idea, and he's going to tell us why. I have been warning you that we were going to sell out the trip to New York City for some Christmas fun on December 7th. Jeff Missling from the North Dakota Farm Bureau will be here to tell us. I think he's going to tell us there's only two seats left. They may be gone by the end of the program. But if you've been, you know, sort of procrastinating a little on joining my wife Marie and I in New York City, along with other great farm and ranch families from across North Dakota, December 7th, New York City, four nights, fabulous time. Today is the day to make that telephone call. And we'll see if we have any seats left when Jeff joins us later this hour. By the way, it's just one of many benefits that the North Dakota Farm Bureau can bring you as a member. You save money on your next vehicle purchase, on your cell phone plans, on your hotel stays. It's really incredible. Give Jeff a call, 701. You ready for the telephone number? You can jot this down, 701. Where's the telephone number? Oh, here it is, 298-2200, 701.
Where you left it.
Yeah, exactly, 298-2200, or online at ndfb.org. And you click on the events link and you'll find it. North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing Ag Home, brings you today's program, and we appreciate that. We're also going to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, like Nathan, a farmer from Berthold, a little later on today. He's going to talk about drones. Let's see what else we have on the program today. We're going to chat sad story. This NDSU student, freshman out of Sartell, Minnesota, that was laid to rest yesterday. Morehead Police Department is spearheading the investigation in cooperation with FBI and federal officials, as well as the Fargo Police Department, the Sheriff's Office of both counties, Cass and Clay. Lieutenant Tori Jacobson, an update on that murder. It's kind of a bizarre situation in that they've labeled it a homicide, yet said we have nothing to worry about, yet there are not any suspects that we know of. So seems a little odd. We'll try and get the latest on that investigation, okay? In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. I have a few things on my mind, including Governor Jack Dalrymple's proposal on some conservation dollars. We have Ron Gardenhire got the boot, Todd. I want to talk a little bit about that today, whether or not it was time to say goodbye to Gardy or not. And a really neat story I posted about on Facebook last night. I thought it was neat anyway. And maybe it's because I have two daughters. And I'm gone a lot. Maybe that's why I thought it was neat. But the CEO of a trillion-dollar company, the company's PIMCO, resigned after his daughter told him how much he had missed. She literally made him a list of all the milestones he had missed. And so the guy just said, I'm done. I'm getting off the treadmill. Now, that's heroic in my mind, especially if you can't find a balance that works, right? If you can't find a balance that works that says, okay, I've got to make a living. I have to provide for my family. No question about it. That's important. But I also need to understand there's going to be times when I can be there for that next client meeting or that next sale or that next, whatever it is, meeting at work. Or I have to decide, no, you know what, that volleyball match is more important. That family birthday is more important. And if you can't find that balance, I think you ought to quit like this guy did. I always say when you die, what's going to matter more? How many quality moments you've had with your family or, how many meetings you took or the size of your bank balance or how big your yacht is or your lake home or how many garage stalls you have. None of that matters.
Mention, they're going to be picking your home later in life. So.
And part of the reason I guess this stuck home with me is, I have two teenage daughters at home. Haley's not quite a teenager in sixth grade, but she's getting there. And then we have a sophomore. And our oldest is a senior. Todd, you have a daughter that's, long since left the house. And, you can't change it. I still can. So I like having this conversation. And I always find when we ask things on this program, we get great advice. So I just thought I would throw that one out to our audience today to say, did this guy do the right thing? And how did you find balance when you were raising the family? I was envious of farm families or ranch families because, it's some of the hardest work on earth. Yet you're doing it side by side, right? Where the whole family's chipping in with the chores and you're all kind of taking your piece, but you're at least doing it together. I grew up in the family radio business. Only reason I know how to talk into a microphone is because when I was born, my dad was doing it for a living. And my mom was, they were chief cook and bottle washer at the radio station. We were a small mom-pop business, right? And grew up working for a great broadcasting family named the Linders when I was just a little chopper. Before that, the Inksteads. Bob Inkstead Senior, out of Pipestone, Minnesota, and Valley City, North Dakota, is who my dad worked for years. And then Al Layton and Layton Enterprises is who I ended up working for, and Dave Norman, and then later for the Marcille family. And then I did something crazy, go out to work, start my own business, which really was crazy, quite honestly. But anyway, so it's all I know. And our family gets wrapped up in it a little bit, but they do work alongside me. Alex, our oldest, is an IT guy and kind of our computer guy. And my wife is an owner with me and, all in on it. And, our daughters are too young to care. But, on a Saturday, if I have to work, I'll bring my daughter along. She'll be popping in business cards into the neat thing or whatever. We're kind of all in. My little brother is our producer. It's, a small operation, but it is family. If I had to go to, some other place and work the hours I do and wasn't able to involve my family, I don't know that I'd do it. So, anyway, just wouldn't mind a little advice. That's what's on my mind. What's on yours? 800-228-0550. The calls are coming in already.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on how unsafe these roads here in North Dakota are. I mean, there's all this road construction going on, yet there is not a single lane reflector to indicate where your lanes are during low light or nighttime driving conditions. I think if we had these reflectors to mark our lanes, there would be far less accidents in this state. Thank you.
That's an interesting point. I see the caller has a 310 area code. What is that, California? He might be an outsider. I shouldn't say an outsider. He's probably making a living here just from somewhere else, but has a perspective of having lived and worked somewhere else where you see construction. And that sounds like a good tip to me. I agree with you. I'm not the best nighttime driver, and you get the reflection, and sometimes we need to cross from a four-lane into a two-lane. You don't get the best deal. So good suggestion. Chris, let's invite Grant Lee. Transportation. I ran into him after his address before the voting council last week in Dickinson. He agreed to come on, so that's a good question for him in the future. Here's another.
Hey, let's face it, Heidi Heitkamp isn't going to get on a radio show, so let's do us a favor and invite Cameron from Minot on your TV show. Let's have some fun picking him apart. Thank you.
Some fun picking him apart. He's referring to a fairly regular caller, a guy up in Minot by the name of Cameron, who usually calls and offends conservatives. I don't know if Cameron would like to take the position of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, since she is challenging to schedule, to say the least.
That'd be a good stand-in, though.
Yeah. Good idea. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's the question. What is on your mind? Call us.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Like Democrats are a bunch of cowards.
All right, that was what we call a drive-by.
Wow.
That was just short and to the point. I think he meant what he may be referring to is a conversation we had yesterday about the challenges we're having in scheduling Democrats to come on the program and take your calls. and your questions. And I'm frustrated, too, although I do not want to resort to name-calling, because then we've just become them, right? I will admit I find some irony in the fact that Rick Berg is probably not a United States senator today because of the success that Democrats had in saying, well, you won't come on the talk radio programs we want you to come on. So you're not accessible to the people. And ironically, Senator Heitkamp, Ryan Taylor, and others are doing the same thing right now. You know, Ducks Unlimited and the Measure 5 proponents are hiding. So let's not resort to name-calling. Let's just keep asking them. And Chris is in the middle right now trying to schedule the debates with all the campaigns. We're about ready to light up a website where we're going to give you all kinds of, like, resources on the measures and the candidates, and we're just going to bend over backwards to say, hey, we're on every day between 9 and 11, not to election day. If that doesn't work, what time does work? Can we do a phone interview? We're just going to, you know, do everything in our power because it's about you, this audience, and the listeners. So anyway, we're going to stay on it, and let's just try and take the high road if we can. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Pete and Minot listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Pete?
Hey, guys. That's that one gentleman calling about delineators and markings on the road. I'll tell you what, I go to South Dakota a lot. I'm on the way down there now. And at night, during the snowstorms and so on, it sure would be sweet if North Dakota would put delineators on all their highways like South Dakota does. Boy, you could be in an outright blizzard and you know where the road is. You know where your shoulders are. I mean, yeah. you can just drive right along.
So they're reflective? So, that's what it is?
Yes, sir.
And at a minimum, the other caller was just talking about using them in during road construction, you know, when you're narrowing a spot. So we're going to make a note on both questions. We've invited Grant Levi, the head of the Department of Transportation in North Dakota. I've got a bunch of questions that have come up and sort of accumulated, so we're due. And Grant and I are going to get together. I think we're trying to get together so I can kind of give him a long list in advance. He can, you know, get all the facts and then come back on the program. So look forward to that. Pete, good suggestion. Thanks. John Grand Forks, AM 1100 The Flag, is on your radio. We thank you for that. What's on your mind, John?
Oh, kids. My kids are in their 30s now. But going back, I've always said, if you want to have a relationship with your kid, as much as it kills you, you got to learn to enjoy what they want to do or enjoy and not force them into what you enjoy. Like golf. I love golf. If my son would have loved golf, it would have been icing on a cake. But he didn't. And he ended up very young, antiquing, and then wanted to go to auction sales. I hated it. And then as we kept doing it, we got to have a ton of fun with it, and I started enjoying it. And my daughters are the same way. You know, you gotta enjoy what they enjoy to a certain extent. You can't force them into your fun things.
So in your case, you weren't a big fan of golf, but your child liked golf, so you said, I'm going to suck it up and go golf and just have some fun kind of deal?
No, he didn't like it, but he was... Oh,
I get it. You like golf, but he didn't. So what did you do what did he do that you didn't like to do that you did?
Well, he was starting at age 11. He was a real antiquer, buying crank photographs and stuff. And we'd have to go to antique shops and then auction sales. And I went, you know, so I'd take them. And as time went on, we just absolutely enjoyed it.
Great idea. Great idea and good suggestion, John. Thanks a ton. Appreciate that. Jerry and Minot listening on 910 KCJB. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Roads and traffic.
Lay it on me.
Roads and traffic. I think we ought to take $120 million or so and put another bridge across the Lake Sakakawea.
Yeah, have you heard about that idea for a ferry across the Sakakawea?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I like that idea, too. But maybe, I don't know what another bridge would cost, but I hear you. Especially if you're in Newtown and you're in some of those log jams. You know, we have a radio station in Tioga on 1090 that serves Watford City in Newtown, you know, and, of course, Stanley to Minot, really. But our main communities are Tioga, Stanley, and Ray and down the Highway 2 corridor. And, of course, I need to go to Watford City a lot. I'm probably going to have more clients in Watford City than anywhere. And it's a bear to get there. So I'm, other than if I'm in a Cirrus plane or something and taking that quick hop over the pond. So that's a good suggestion, Jerry. We'll add that one to the laundry list of needs that we have from this this booming North Dakota, right?
Yeah, we need to get that out there and get them to talk about it. I talked to the guy, highway department guy. Of course, nothing like the highway commissioner or anything, but I think we lost the bridge in Newtown to be trouble.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, just think about it. Just think if something happened there. Very good point, Jerry. We'll bring it up. We'll add that to our DOT list. I hope you're keeping a list, Chris. Phil and Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'd like to know, because I believe Heidi Hackett says to be an independent voice for North Dakota. I'd like to know exactly how many times she's defied Harry Reid and broken with the party line.
It's a good question. We'd love to ask her and to welcome her to come back here. She is impossible to schedule. It's getting to the point now where they don't return our calls, they don't return our emails, they ignore us.
She's ducking you just the same way she's ducking everybody who asks the question. But maybe somebody can do the research and
sure.
And come up.
Well, I can think of one time, one rather high-profile time, and it was on the whole gun debate. Remember, the Obama administration and Reid were really pushing some gun grabbing, and she pushed back hard. Ironically, she did so after a flood of phone calls to this program and to her switchboard. So that's the value I always say, and I get a lot of grief. You need to let your voice be heard, whether that's to John Hoeven, Kevin Cramer, or Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, or to Tim Johnson why is the other senator escaping me down there? Kristi Noem on the House side in South John Thune. And Minnesota, Al Franken, Amy Klobuchar, Colin Peterson, Montana, same deal. I mean, you cannot underestimate the power of your voice being heard. So I think that's a good way to go. Phil, we'll throw it out there, see if anybody can tell us. But that's one I can think of and only one. She ought to defy Harry Reid right now on calling a vote on coal. Because the coal industry has so much uncertainty. We're going to hear a lot about that at the Lignite Energy Council meetings tomorrow and Thursday. We'll be there at the Ramcota. She's addressing the organization. That'd be a perfect one for her to go there. Jamie and Bismarck, let's get you in here next on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I'll have to ask you. I got two things. I believe Heidi's been voting along with Harry Reid. It's either 90 or 95% of the time to answer that question. So if anybody thinks that's independent, I welcome to call in and tell me. Maybe that's some common core math down the middle, 90% to somebody. But as far as her voting for the gun rights, that's because 90% of the Republicans in the Senate were voting against the gun control they wanted, so it wasn't going to pass anyway. So Harry just to go right ahead and act like you're pro-gun and vote against it.
All right, but I still think she deserves credit for it. You know what I mean? I still think she voted the right way, and whether it was political or not, I think that's a fair point. Hang on, Jamie. I'll let you finish your point on the other side of the break. We're up against the clock. We're going to tackle the Measure 5 ballot measure with our friends from Farm Bureau, too, coming up.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials go all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack Links 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the Person's Candy Bars, like the Salt and Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Emailer says, how typical of a GOP backer. No intestinal fortitude. You're afraid to call a spade a spade. It's not name-calling when it's accurate. That's why Democrats win. Look at the wussies Romney and Berg. Maybe you should contact Harry Reid's office if you want to talk to Heidi. He controls her. During my 23 years on the road, I did miss many things, but my kids never missed a meal and had clothes to wear. I did not have to have the government provide for them. I did. All right, he's kind of combining two topics there. Appreciate the call. And, here's the deal on name-calling. And I'm as guilty as anybody. And when I'm a little ticked about something, I'll start saying things that I later regret. I think it gives the forum of talk radio a bad name. And I think it's better off just saying why you're mad without resorting to calling. One thing I'll never forget, Ed Schultz, a longtime radio talk show host in Fargo, now an MSNBC bought and paid for union guy, used to call our congressional delegation at the time, Senators Byron Dorgan, Senator Ken Conrad, and Congressman Earl Pomeroy, the Three Stooges, because he was conservative and he'd get on the air and he'd name call. He had some political traction with that, and those three folks saw some political damage from that, so they got Ed in a room and bought him, literally. They arranged for a bunch of folks to donate to prop up Ed to do a national radio show. All of a sudden, he became a Democrat and no longer called them the Three Stooges. Now, I could never do that because that's sort of selling your soul, right, and saying you're for sale. Your views are for sale. My views aren't for sale. I'm going to agree with the Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or liberals based on my gut, not based on who our sponsors are or who I'm trying to curry favor with. I tell you what I believe, and sometimes you'll like it, sometimes you don't, and the beauty of this is you can tell me when you don't like it and tell me when you do like it. But I didn't ever like that. You know what I mean? I didn't ever like that that sort of, you're a bunch of Three Stooges, and then all of a sudden, John Hoeven was well, my old boss, Bill Marcell Sr., was called a jackbooted thug, some sort of Nazi connotation by Ed Schultz. His replacement does some of the same things. I don't want to become them. And if I do, if Todd and Chris don't rein me in, I hope you will, as the listeners
of this
program. And Todd, we're a little sensitive to the name calling here because we want to keep this show on a higher plane, right? So not trying to be namby-pamby. I just think we can accomplish the same thing without being name callers. That's all I'm trying to say. Jamie, anyway, you want to finish your point. Sorry, go ahead before we get to our guest.
Okay, about calling in the radio shows, these candidates, I think that was one of the big reasons Rick Berg got beaten. I mean, a couple times that he was on a talk radio show, I called in and told him, you know, if I was running for office somewhere, I would want to go on a show and prove somebody like a Joe Heitkamp, who was out sniffing for blood in the water, and I would have loved to go on his show and take his left-wing view down and show everybody how the way I wanted to do it was the right way and not the Democrat way. So if somebody doesn't want to come on a talk show, to me, you know, they really don't believe what they're trying to sell anyways.
And let me just tell you right now, if we were to, since this program began under the, you know, first with Scott Hannon and Steve Bakken together and later with Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell together, and we were to tally up all the time, Kevin Cramer would be off the charts number one. Senator John Hoeven would be number two. Governor Jack Dalrymple would be number three, albeit he's not on enough. And I've said it to his office. Yeah, you know, we have a heck of a time scheduling him as well, but not nearly as bad as the all-time prize winner for evasiveness, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who had a conversation with me down in Frisco, Texas, in January when we were all there for the three-peat for the Bison. And I said, you know, we asked you repeatedly to come on, and she said, look, I want to come on, gave me her cell phone number and said, let's work it out. I talked to Tessa Gould, her chief of staff, and they started coming on regularly. Well, they've since gone completely dark. I happen to have a theory on why they're doing it, because if Senator Heitkamp is on, who I believe actually enjoys it, she's a big girl and she can handle the questions that come, but if they do it, then Ryan Taylor has to do it, George Sinner has to do it, then the folks whose names I can't even remember that are running for PSC and tax commissioner have to do it. And so it's an uncomfortable thing for the Democrats. So they hide until November, and then they'll get all nice in November again. We're not playing that game. Full disclosure, because we respect this audience. It's not about us. It's about you. So I have tried and tried and tried and tried. Todd will contest to tell you he's seen the emails. Chris, the producer, has tried and tried and tried and tried.
I said I'd come back too. Same thing.
Yeah, and so we've bent over backwards to accommodate them, and they're running right now.
Unless you think it's just the thing with Scott or whatever. I mean, I've had the same problem trying to get him on in the afternoon too. I get the same treatment.
Good point. So it's not about Scott Hannon as host. It's about K Fire and, you know,
exactly,
JB and KLTC and Dickinson and the, yes sir.
Well, that's Cam in Minot who always calls in and railroads on about Republicans in North Dakota and how bad it is and how bad they are. Cam, I'm talking to you right now. Pack up your stuff, head over to Minnesota, that liberal candy land, and see how great that is. If you're going to stay here, you're living under Republican policies and the political philosophy we got and the way things are run in this state. It leans conservative. If you don't like it, go ahead and leave. Don't sit here and complain about it. We got it so good compared to the rest of the country.
Have a good day,
Scott and Todd. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. And maybe we could do a debate with Jamie and Cameron, since the Democrats don't want to debate. And then how about, we still have Bob. Remember Bob, the burger guy from Valley City? That was going to get his brother on the program for Friday. We're still working on trying to have that happen, too. Anyway, our guest is here now. We had trouble reaching a Farm Bureau member, Andy Nabel. Andy, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Andy is a Farm Bureau member who's from Minnesota, now a North Dakota resident, but has a family farm back in Minnesota, and can tell us what happens when Ducks Unlimited and Pheasant Forever become neighbors. Which would happen in a big way if Measure 5 was to pass. Tell me your experience in Minnesota. What is it like having the, you know, Ducks Unlimited and in this case, Pheasants Forever as neighbors, Andy?
Well, first off, you know, the biggest thing is when they buy land around, they alter it. We had a 120-acre piece when my dad was growing up that was one of our most productive fields. Right around the time I was born, DU helped fund to buy some land to make it into waterfowl habitat. And there is a pond that used to dry out in the summertime. It'd fill up in the spring, dry out in the summer. And they backed up all the ditches that were out of that pond. And it backed up the pond and flooded our whole field in essence. And now... all that's really good for is CRP. You can't get in there with any kind of equipment. Of the 120, only 5 acres is tillable now. So it really messed up really one of our most productive fields. After I was born, Pheasants Forever started moving a little bit. When I was a younger kid, I remember there used to be one 40-acre piece of Pheasants Forever. And now there's, I think, over 200 acres, if I remember right, of Pheasants Forever, kind of around our farm where they bought up, you know, land that could definitely be farmed. They just turn it into grass and just kind of let it go, really. They don't even manage it except to come out and do pheasant counts on it. They just leave it, let it grow up, whether it's brush or cattails or grass. They just let it go. So
did you ever, Andy, try and interact with them and say, hey, we're neighbors here. Can we work some stuff out? What kind of, neighbor-to-neighbor, landowner-to-landowner relations did you have with them?
The only time we saw them is when they would show up to try and buy the piece of land that was next to one of their pieces of land from us. That 120-acre piece is surrounded by DU and pheasants forever now. The only time we ever saw them was when they would show up to ask us, hey, we want to buy your land. And the thing is, if, we weren't really strong in our beliefs keeping our family farm in our family because it's been there for 150-plus years, it'd be a tempting offer because they have the funding to back to, they were offering us $500, $600 more than tax value of the land of what we would have gotten if we would have sold it to another farmer or something like that. So,
yeah, and how about this? The other beauty is they're using your tax dollars to buy the land too around you. That's the thing that in this case of Measure 5 really is just completely irritating. And I've had people tell me, hey, well, what about this? What if they bought land like they did in Minnesota, Andy, around your farm in North Dakota, and then all of a sudden U.S. Fish and Wildlife wants it, and so they take our money to buy it, and then they take more of our money in return to sell it.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. We discussed this in our Collegiate Farm Bureau group, and there was a girl in there that said, why should these private groups get public money when, there's a ton of stuff that could be done with that 5% tax revenue that doesn't involve wildlife, doesn't involve farming, just getting, structural foundations built up out in western North Dakota because, some places just weren't ready to expand at the rate that they're expanding right now. So why not send that out to the places that need it,
And, here's the deal. Folks, it's $4.8 billion because they're asking for 5% of North Dakota's oil extraction tax for the next 25 years. So do the math. That's $4.8 billion. And where does the money go? Out of state with a bunch of special interest groups buying up the future of North Dakota. But I'm doing the math on what that could buy and what we need, specifically four-lane highway, about 1,000 miles of four-lane highway. About 88,000 law enforcement officers, about another 282 hospitals in North Dakota, and about another 400 schools. And you know what? I don't think 1,000 miles of highway, 80,000-plus law enforcement officers, 400 schools or 200, nearly 300 hospitals is unreasonable for us to add in the state of North Dakota over the next 25 years. We need them. So, this is a scary proposition. I'll again add, we repeatedly ask the proponents of this to come on the program, and they will not. So that should tell you a lot. Gene in Valley City has a question for our guest, someone that's been there, done that, and in the Minnesota farm that he once called home, surrounded by Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever, Andy Nabel. Go ahead, Gene in Valley City, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Your question.
Good morning, Scott and guest. My question is to your guest, what are the weed control measures that are being conducted on the Ducks Unlimited land by him?
The weed control measures?
Yeah, what do they do for weed control?
I don't think I've ever seen them spray it. Everything there is, there's a big pond and there's like 12 different pothole ponds and a lot of cattails and just red brush.
Yeah.
When you kind of get up by the road, it's just, grasses. But, there's cannabis thistle and all kinds of, weeds going on in there. Like I said, I've never really seen
That is exactly where I'm going. Canada thistle and leafy spurge and all the other thistles. And you mentioned U.S. Fish and Wildlife. I'm right next to a quarter and an 80 of U.S. Fish and Wildlife land. It's full of Canada thistle. Now, the next question.
Hang on for the next question. Gene will do it on the other side of the break, and then Lance of Steele County wants to get in here, too. Jeff Missling is going to join us from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our sponsor today, to talk about membership benefits. We're going to see how many spots are left for the trip to New York City in December, Christmas time with my wife and I. Stay tuned. All that coming up right here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
On the mind of farmers and ranchers. We love finding out. And Nathan, actually, who is a farmer from Berthold, wants to talk about the use of drones for ag purposes. Nathan, tell me what's on your mind.
Ag drones are the next technological advancement in agricultural production decision-making. The uses of drones are almost unlimited, from weed spotting to chlorophyll measuring for fertilized prescription mapping and various other bird's-eye view tasks. The other day, I had my agronomist use his drone to fly a lodged canola field to check for white mold and various other problems associated with that field. When used properly and responsibly, ag drones can be a great tool for farmers and ranchers, and the technology will only get more advanced and more affordable in the years to come.
Nathan, thank you. Appreciate you sharing that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. When you go there, check out the membership link because there's an incredible amount of benefits for the membership. Jeff Missling is joining us, and one we've been talking about of late is a trip I'm so excited about. My wife and I are honored to be tagging along with farmers and ranchers that are members of the North Dakota Farm Bureau that are going to New York City for a Christmas getaway. A little early, a little ahead of Christmas, but I tell you, Christmas time, December in New York City is just magical. Broadway show, Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes, staying at one of the best hotels in the city, Belvedere Hotel, six meals included, professional tour director. It's absolutely incredible. Hey, Jeff, have we got any seats left on that baby?
Good morning, Scott. I think we're full, actually. It's been amazing to see the feedback, the response to this trip. And so I've got a few names in waiting here just in case somebody backs out. So we do have a waiting list that's forming right now in case certain people can't make the trip. And if you are interested, let me know yet, and I'd be glad to continue to add to the waiting list.
Yeah, and by the way, they would call you at 701-298-2200. Is that right?
That is correct.
701-298-2200, and all the details on the trip, by the way, are at ndfb.org under the events link. Really looking forward to that, and looking forward to. And I know you've talked to members all the time that have taken advantage of the tours and trips you put together. It's VIP service, right, Jeff?
Really is high-end, Scott. We work with a very reputable vendor, Premier World Discovery. They offer trips to over 70 locations in the world, and they're really good at what they do. That's why we teamed up with them. It's top-notch service on anything they do. And so I think it shows in the New York City trip because staying at the Belvedere is quite a hotel in Manhattan. The shows they put together, they've done these trips long enough, Scott. They've figured them out, and they do just the best job around.
They really do. And by the way, it's not just trips to New York City or, you know, any of the other ones they have. And check them out. There's a bunch of trips planned. It's Avis Rent-A-Car. It's Case IH products. It is Beltone hearing aids. It is Office Depot trips and Polaris ATVs and snowmobiles and Sam's Club and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. That Ready Mobile deal is rather new, but that's a heck of a deal, right, Jeff?
It is, Scott. Ready Mobile, it's if anybody, especially folks who still have the old flip phones, if you want to check that plan out, you can basically cut your cell phone bill in half. And they're adding more of the smartphones to the lines that they offer every day. And so that Ready Mobile thing is really starting to take off among our members as well, as is Office Depot. I was in and made some color copies the other day, about 2 weeks ago. And my bill was supposed to be over $600 for a pile of color copies. My bill came to $237, so I saved like $400, Scott. And that's the type of value we bring with our membership dues at $50 a year.
My favorite is that $500 discount on top of all the normal discounts on Chevy, GMC, and Buick products as well. Another great deal. And if you buy a fleet of vehicles, you get $500 on every one. So check it all out. $50 a year to be a member. I mean, this is a heck of a bargain. NDFB.org under benefits, or give Jeff and the team a call at 701-298-2200. And if you've never been to New York City, Maria and I would love to take you along with other farm and ranch families across North Dakota in December. Should be a lot of fun. Great talking to you, Jeff. Thanks for all your work on this trip. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, continuing our conversation now in Gene and Valley City. You had one other question for our guest, a Farm Bureau member who owns some property over in Minnesota next to Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited. What was your other question, Gene?
The other question was, on Measure 5, if that Parks and Water and Wildlife bill passes and they get a hold of all of this land, has anybody talked about their weed control?
Yeah, what would be the policies? Fair question. Do you know the answer to that, Andy?
I don't know the direct answer, but I mean, I'm assuming they should answer the same ones that farmers and ranchers and other landowners across North Dakota have to, answer to. And that's, you know, noxious weed control. If you have a noxious weed, you have to pay to get rid of it. You can't have those out there. I mean, that would be the one stipulation I would think that they'd have to go with, just because, I mean, everybody else does. So why should they be exempt from it is my thought.
Yeah, no kidding. And you lived it. I mean, they didn't take care of the land next to you in Minnesota. Lance in Steele County, let's squeeze you in and listening on AM 1100,
yeah.
But go ahead quickly.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. 2 years ago, I was sent north of Langdon to run Dozer. It was about 800 acres that
pheasants forever had bought up. It was farmland scattered with little ponds here and there and sloughs and stuff. My job was to go into these sloughs that were dried up by then and clean them out. Sometimes only go down about 6 inches. And there was a, you know, you could tell the shape of the bottom. And push them out. And then another dozer, he pushed them out further. It had to be feathered. It had to meet guidelines. These little sloughs had to meet guidelines. And I figured the 4 weeks I was up there,
Hey, do me a favor, Lance. I'm sorry to keep you. We got a break here, but if you don't mind, we'll just finish this conversation with you, Lance, and Andy on the other side of the break, and then get back to your calls on what's on your mind. Stay tuned, my friends.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.